Good evening and welcome to House of MNSM Talk Radio. And now coming into the studio are the two engineers of this leather kink madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to House of MNSM. We're glad y'all could join us on this decent-looking Sunday evening here in Niagara Falls. How's your mic? Keep trying to... Hello. Sir Mark's microphone's not working. Try it now, Mark. Hello. No. All right, we'll have to get you a different microphone.
Hello. Try yours, boy. Oh, I'm on now.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead. Must be a bad wire. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Try your boy, Alex.
Wow.
Nothing.
Yes, it's there. Talk.
Oh, so you can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. Well, that's because we've turned your headphones down too much. Seriously. All right. So, welcome to the show, everybody. It's so nice and quiet out here. Like, you don't have the humming, and I don't have all the crap in my ears all the time. It's good. I like this new system.
Like the new room.
I like the new room. I think the new room looks pretty hot.
We should do a how'd you say that?
I don't know. It depends on what you're trying to say. Paranormal.
No,
parachute.
Panoramic picture?
Yeah, that! For 10 points.
All right.
Wow.
I think we have a panoramic picture or two or three or
on
four.
Facebook, yeah.
Yes, of the space. We do have that. All right, so this is pretty good. Let's just jump right into stuff because we're only an hour. We're still on winter hours, and mostly because we're all just fucking tired and we're trying to get our shit back together. Last night we went to an event in Hamilton, and I'm just going to bring it up to make sure I get it right. It was called it was a kink night, and it was held by the Imperial Court.
At Envy Bar and
No, sorry.
Embassy.
The Embassy?
Embassy Club in Hamilton.
Yes.
The Embassy Club in Hamilton.
In the basement. And it was packed.
It was really good. It was called the Imperial Culture of Hamilton, Wentworth, and Tri-Cities Kink Time Seduction. Kirby Girl was the hostess, Imperial Grand Duchess. It was pretty good. There were some looky loos. I like to call them looky loos. we scared a couple guys in the bathroom. That was funny. Yeah. Full on gay scream. It was great.
That was at the end of the night. It was you and
I had to piss. I couldn't wait anymore.
Okay, but what were you doing in the time? Knowing you, when you have to piss, there's usually something going on with one of the
boys. So I was in the bathroom. No. Actually, I was doing up my pants. And so I'm doing my pants up. Boy Nell's there, and we're dressed as we normally are. And you could hear this really kind of la-la-la-la-la-la kind of guy about to walk in. I'm like, oh, this would be fun. He looked like he was like 12. He walks in, he went, and he turns around, he runs back out, and he says, I'm not going there, I'm going to the ladies' room. Oh, my God.
So you weren't doing anything.
No, I was literally just doing my pants up. For once, yeah, really, if we were, he probably would have
just imagine.
Fallen down.
Maybe you should have been.
Exactly. So the next thing, so you hear, what? And this girl comes sauntering and looking around. I'm like, hey, there. She went, oh, turned around, walked out, and started laughing, eh? So then as we're leaving, he's hiding in the bathroom door, like the chick's bathroom door. So I turned to her and I went, wow, he's a skittish little fellow, ain't he? And she just started howling at him, and that was it. It was really funny, though. I didn't realize that, you know, we could make young girls scream, guys scream.
Yes, you know.
What's that? We lost the camera? I will look at that. So talk about these, the demo that... it was way more than we thought it was going to be. What we kind of thought that the evening was going to be was, I'm on the wrong server. The idea that I got, I mean, when I spoke to Kirby Girl, it was like, would you come and do a pup kind of play demo thing? So to me, that just rolls some mats down and you do a little play thing. Like, that's all I really thought that was going to go on. And then she says, yeah, I'll have five or six stations up. Like I when I was texting you back and forth, because I'll have 5 or 6 stations. So to me, that's like you would just go and it's like a kink night. You just grab a piece of equipment and you play on it, right? Well, no. It was very well structured. I mean, it was kind of like you guys are on in 5 minutes. We're like, what? Oh, okay. And I mean, I just wasn't, you know,
as Bernie run to the bathroom
to shove his tail in. It was really well structured. It was well planned, and I mean, she kept it moving, which was really good.
Yeah,
we almost still ran out of time.
Well, yeah, because
You kicked me off the stage with the pucks.
Well, I'm looking at the guy, the DJ booth, and while Master Noah was doing his demo with our new pup member, ex old member of the family.
We don't know yet about that.
Well, no, it's just it was neat to see.
He wanted to retry again.
Boy Neil
was really cool.
It was actually, yeah, it was. And so Boy Neil was a pup last night, and Master Noah was trying to talk to the audience, and Master Noah was kind of afraid of anything that looks like a dick to put too close to his lips, so he kept it far away.
No, honey, that's because when you were standing on the stage, oh yeah, I read this. It was like you were screaming at everybody, and you weren't. It was just a really
everybody listened.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, it was a really bad sound.
The sound was bad. But anyway,
Shannon. Shannon's in the chat room.
Yep.
We'll talk about Shannon's bra and nipples, and what do you call them? Close pecs later. All right, the cam's back up. So yeah, we did the puppy demo. That was interesting. The players that are there are a little bit, I would say, a little bit heavier players.
Well, there are a lot of people from Fet Life and people who have come to Forbidden at the point.
Yeah, we met some really, really, really nice people. Quite a few, actually, really nice people. Where's the prize that we got?
It's right over here in the corner.
It's in the corner over there.
Oh, well, I'm closer. I'm going to go get it.
So, yeah, we got the boys a gift. Well, not a gift. It was a raffle prize. And somebody's like, I don't want that. I said, I'll give you $20 for it. They're like, okay. We did good. yes, the camera probably is broadcasting sound.
Oh, it's
it? Oh, now it's done. You can't see it, Mark. You have to. It's too much for flat. Perfect. Down. Tilt it down. There you go. That's a double-ended dildo. Boyneal is way cute tail. There you go. So, yeah, that was the... It's for them to play tug of war. I love tug of war.
Boy, Alex already turning red or in anticipation. I snorted.
Yeah. So, anyways, it was a really nice night. And again, we met some really cool people.
And they raised good money.
They made $1,015 for for the various charities. Which
and we
really nice.
Edubidicated.
We did edubidicate. You, there's a couple individuals there dressed
for fun.
For fun, yeah. So
they just thought it looked nice. It looked good. So
well, the one that we're talking about, he had a boy cap, leather boy cap, hooked on his belt, and he was wearing a surcap. And I'm like, okay, those two are just. They're
one
juxtapositions.
End of the spectrum,
like you need to figure this out. And when I talked to him before you did, I kind of just stood in front of him and I said, "But I'm going to tell you something. You're not fooling anybody wearing that surcap when you keep grabbing it by the fucking front of it and taking it off your head. Stop grabbing the brim and go clean the fingerprints off of it." He's like, "Okay." And I said, "Why don't you just put the other hat on?" Like, and that actually, you talked about that when we were on stage. And that actually started another conversation from the gentleman that I was talking to leaning on the pool table.
Yeah.
He was asking about the hierarchy and how kind of things just went together. And I tried to explain the best. You know, we had a considerable conversation. And it was, I'm like, well, you know, if you don't mind me asking, why, you know, are you, you know, what's, you know, why are you interested in that? And he's a certain relationship. And the female there was the submissive. And he said, when I go to events like this, and he says he's a vendor as well. He said, when I go to events like this, he says, I don't want to seem rude. He said, I don't want to seem inappropriate. And he says, we go to some leather events. And he says, it's good for me to know the protocols because when you go out to do something like this, you should be following the protocols of where you are. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? That was really cool.
And five people came after I had said a few things on the stage and said, very nice, thank you very much for educating us and other people. So it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. We had then that other, the drag queen, she came up and were you there standing with me? I thought you
had
were.
A tall one. She had the diamonds over here in black.
She performed, I think.
I don't think I was standing near you at that time.
No. She came up and she said, hey, can I talk to you for a second? I said, sure, you know. She said, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you so much. You guys, just watching you, I was standing back kind of watching, getting an idea. She says, it's so nice that you guys are forward and talk to people and do that and you know, and allow people to share in your lives and that. And I was like, wow, you know, that's really, really nice of you to say. So it's nice when we go and do something like that.
And get good feedback.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
It was really good feedback. I think overall, I mean, we left as soon as like the scheduled stuff was done. We were out.
Well,
none of us could fucking stay awake.
We're a little tired. Just
I mean, really. I was like coming back. I'm like, I'm just talking to hear my own voice so I don't fall asleep. Like I was. I was reading signs.
I was talking to Chris. We had Chris. I rode with Chris, our friend / real estate agent. That's going to be his title now. Board Chris / real estate agent.
There you are.
Who got a date out of last night?
Did he? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, is he going on the date or he just got an offer of a date?
No, actually, he contacted my friend today and they're chatting. So that's very good.
And they're chatting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I don't know how it's going to work because I think they're two bottoms, but maybe we should let them that.
I don't know. Pause off the dildo.
Ooh.
Pause off our dildo. Listen to you go.
Maybe that should be a little road trip.
Dildo road trip.
Yes, we'll take pictures at every town we go with the dildo.
Yeah. No, you're taking Brian.
Are they taking Brian?
I think they're going to take Brian.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, break time. We'll be right back.